The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 3, Jacob and His Family. When Isaac was at the point of death, he asked Esau to go hunting for him, so that he could enjoy a meat meal before blessing him as his elder son. Rebekah, however, disguised Jacob as Esau and tricked her husband into blessing him instead. Once given, the blessing could not be withdrawn, and Esau was furious with his brother for denying him his birthright. So, on his parents' advice, Jacob fled to Haran. On the way north, he had a dream in which he saw a ladder reaching up from earth to heaven with angels ascending and descending upon it. God revealed himself to him and renewed the promises he had made to Abraham. In Haran, Jacob met and fell in love with Rachel, daughter of Laban, his uncle. Jacob worked for Laban for 7 years on the basis of a promise that he could marry Rachel afterwards. But by trickery, Laban contrived that he first married Rachel's elder sister, Leah. Jacob had to work for another 7 years before he could marry Rachel. Then he in turn tricked Laban out of many of his animals and left, a wealthy man, to return to his own country. On his arrival, he lavished gifts on Esau, and the two brothers were reconciled. One day God appeared to Jacob and gave him the new name of Israel. He told him that he would be father to a nation which would inhabit the lands promised to Abraham and Isaac. Israel had 12 sons by his wives and concubines. They were the ancestors of the 12 tribes of his people. Their names were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Joseph, and Benjamin. Israel's favourites were Joseph and Benjamin, the sons of Rachel. Rachel died, giving birth to Benjamin, the youngest. Israel's favouritism towards Joseph angered his 10 older brothers, who contrived that he should be sold as a slave into Egypt, and that his father should think him dead. Joseph had a checkered career in Egypt, until God enabled him to interpret Pharaoh's dreams and secured him royal favour. He became the second person in the land and successfully steered Egypt through a prolonged period of famine which afflicted the whole region. During this famine, his brothers came to Egypt to buy food. Joseph played various tricks on them before revealing who he was. Then he obtained Pharaoh's permission for the whole family to move to Egypt, where they prospered and multiplied. This was taken from the book of Genesis.